Yeah, so up in the, our upstream areas in Minnesota and Wisconsin and the headwaters of the Mississippi, we've been seeing pretty consistent, steady, heavy rainfall events up there. I think in some areas over the last 5 days, they've gotten anywhere from 4.5 to 6.5 inches in the in that Minnesota, Wisconsin, even up a few places in northern Iowa as well. And so all of that water currently fell. We were in a drought up until kind of early, late winter, early spring, and we've really kind of dug ourselves out of that, which is really great for most things, but not the best for our flood mitigation. So we do have soils that are moister than they would have been 3 to 6 months ago. So they don't absorb as much of that rainfall. So it turns into runoff and makes its way into the streams a little bit quicker than it would have. So what we're seeing right now is that that water is slowly marching its way down the smaller streams into the bigger rivers, and it's all going to funnel its way into the main stem Mississippi here over the next couple of days, and then start making its way downstream. So that's really that's the threat that we've looked at over the past couple of weeks. And again, over the next 7 days, we do have good chances for a higher precipitation rate here in the eastern Iowa, western Illinois, northwestern Illinois area, where we could see anywhere from 2.5 to 5.5 inches, depending on where you are over the next 7 days.
And then, so we're looking at right around, I guess, the early part of July or right around July 4th, potential for moderate to major flooding. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So we're looking at this coming Saturday. Most locations from Dubuque, Iowa, all the way down to Burlington, Iowa, will see all along the Mississippi River, we'll see a moderate, maybe one still hanging up there in minor flooding. But as we head into that 4th of July week, we are expecting most of those locations to cross over into moderate, and many of them to get to major flooding. Right now, we are thinking that it's possible to have a crest above 18 feet, which is the major flood stage here in the Quad Cities at the Rock Island, Illinois gauge on the 4th of July. So that's kind of that's kind of our midway point of my area that I cover. So that's kind of where I do my timing based off of. So yeah, so that's 4th of July is when we're looking at that crest here in the Quad Cities.